Blog Talk Radio.
Song of farewell, a song that we hear when something tragic has happened in the church. For those of you who don't know, Roman Catholic Cardinal Edward Eggen, the former Bishop of New York and Bishop of Bridgeport, has died. He was 82. In 2000, Pope John Paul II had appointed Eggen as leader of the Archdiocese to succeed the late Cardinal John O'Connor. Before his appointment, he had served as the Bishop of Bridgeport since 1988. Eggen was named Cardinal of New York, a native Illinois. Eggen retired as New York Archbishop in 2009. He was a scholar of church law and spoke Latin fluently. John Paul chose him to help with the massive job of reviewing a revised canon law for the global church. And we're not going to go into further detail about him because some of it is bad. But let us now stop and pray a Hail Mary universally. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May Cardinal Egan reach eternal rejoice in heaven with Mary and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Tonight we bring you a special. The lights are on for you. Now, this is something happening personally tonight in my diocese, Fort Wayne South Bend of Indiana, under the pastoral care of Bishop Rhodes, Bishop Kevin Rhodes. However, this event is globally, and it may just be coming to your diocese or a diocese near you, where the lights are on for you and the lights are left on for you, meaning confession, the church lights, the confession light, are on for, you know, 2 to 3 hours, 6 to 8 p.m. here in my diocese. So perhaps you're listening, and tonight is your night to go. I am glad to say that I will be going because, as a Catholic, it is obligatory. That means we have to go to confession at least once during Lent. I'd like to bring on our good friend and co-host this evening, Diane Woodson. She's a true soldier of the Catholic Church. She's battling the Crusades. She keeps going and going and going. Welcome, Diane. How are you this evening?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Great to hear.
Very good.
Diane, can I start you off by asking a question to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did you personally get out of confession?
Well, we all have absolution.
Yeah.
We gain strength. We gain strength from it. We do not put our faith in the priest, but we put it in our Lord. We have the assurance that we know our sins are forgiven. We no longer have to look backwards, but we can look forward to the next day, the next minute or hour.
Now,
that's what I
do. Diane? Now, how do you go about doing your penance? Do you do it right after confession, or do you do it slowly?
I do it right after.
Good. That's great to hear. Okay, so tonight we're talking about confession and Lenten confession because, like I mentioned before, you have to, no matter if you're falling away. Well, come back.
That's right.
Any Catholic out there has to go to confession. Before we get to church, we mentally review our sins. Now, this is an examen of conscience. Diane, do you personally do this when you're at home or on your way to confession? Or before you go to confession, do you stop and kneel and then go to confession for
examination? I do it all the time. I do mine all the time.
Okay.
At home.
Yeah.
Too.
So before you go to confession?
Before I go, I'm in Holy Mass.
Yes.
If I can say it beforehand, I do. Depends upon the availability of the priesthood.
Yeah. Okay. So before we get to church, or perhaps you get to church a little early, you want to mentally review your sin and determine what needs to be confessed. The things that don't need to be confessed are things like, I forgot my homework, or I spilt some milk the other day. Those are not even sins. Perhaps you are frequent at confession, and you go, well, I haven't committed anything bad. And you start falling into that temptation, like Satan's trying to get you away from confession. And you go, well, I haven't done nothing bad. Well, I won't go this week. The thing is, you can go to confession and say, Father, for I do not know the sins I have committed. Simple. Okay? There are various methods of doing this examination, but one good way is to consider your duties to God, church, family, society, and to yourself. to see when you have failed to honor them. A detailed way of doing this is provided in the What to Confess, a guide of confession or examination of conscience. Now, a Catholic is required, like I mentioned, a Catholic is required to go to confession once a year or during Lent. And also, at any time of the year, he has mortal sin on his soul. It is not in the same grace, especially if he desires to receive the Eucharist. But weekly, at least monthly, confessions are encouraged.
Really?
The sacrament is usually offered before Mass, so you can see your parish or chapel bulletin, parish website, call your parish office, at least on weekends. You can also call your priest to set up an appointment for sacrament. For just reason only, you have the option of receiving the sacrament face-to-face outside of the confessional, but this is not standard and should not be treated as though it is. Be warned, though, that because of the modernism attacking the church, many Novus Ordo priests treat the sacrament as its best, a little chat, especially in the too common face-to-face confession, or worse, as nothing at all, so in simply no offer, frankly enough, or only allow 50 minutes for the confession at an entire parish before Mass. Some fail to follow the proper form and so as to render your confession invalid. The solution to these problems is to find another parish or chapel, which the traditional priest and traditional Mass fast. What is penance? It is a sacramental providing pardoning of the eternal effects of our sins for which we are truly contrite. It is effected by Christ, who paid their eternal wages with his passion, his resurrection, and his ascension. Through his priest, using proper form, through the sacrament Jesus gives, it's not only forgiveness, but grace to remain steadfast. But penance is not psychotherapy. While the priest may give some direction and advice in the confessional, if you have general problems or spiritual issues you want to discuss, you should set an appointment to talk with him. This is especially true at confession before Mass, where people are lined up behind you and time is short. So make, you know, confession is beautiful, guys. Take as much time as you need. But don't end up going on and talking about all this other stuff when perhaps, say, the father is only doing Mass or confession 15 minutes before Mass. Because there might be, 15 people. That's a minute per person, really. really, confession takes a little more than that. But you got to speed up. Not saying that you have to blubber through all your sins.
I think that if we do an examination of conscience at home, when we're praying in our prayers, our breviary, et cetera, our litanies, that once we are at the Holy Mass, it will come quite clear to us exactly what to say to the priest.
Yes, that's personally happened to me a few times. So step two, contrition. Contrition is willful regret for one's sin. It isn't a matter of one's feelings or guilt, but of conviction of the evil of sin and the resolution to sin no more. In other words, contrition is rooted in the will, not in the emotions. An example would be some people are more emotional than others. Some get a case of scruples and feel shame of guilt over any little thing, whether it's a sin or not, like I mentioned before, spilled milk. Others can have committed murder and never wallow in guilt, but are truly contrite. The one is not necessarily more holy or making a better confession than the other. What matters is their conviction, their will to offend God no more. and the resolution to make reparations as far as possible, do their penance, and patiently bear the temporal effects of their sins. Without contrition, confession is invalid. So you have to
May I interject, please?
100% sorry.
With reparation, that's only that you're sorry and that you're not going to do it again.
But
you're
listen,
sorry.
If
you're
you are not,
and you won't do it again.
If you are not truly sorry, if you're 99.9% sorry, that does not count. But you have to be 110% sorry. Without 110%, confession is not valid.
Exactly.
And
we must take within our hearts, we must have within our hearts the true resolve not to do the sin again. That's
and
all we have to have. You know?
Yeah. Amen. Imperfect contrition, also called attrition, is regret out of the fear of God's just punishment for sin. Perfect contrition is regret for having offended God. We must always strive for the latter, which always absolves sin itself, if it is coupled with the will to also receive the sacrament. One of the keys to confession is the desire to be rid of one's sins. If this is your will, if this is your desire, if you're willing to confess all of your sins and do your penance and resolve to sin no more, then your sins shall be forgiven. All of them, even the ones you may have truly forgotten about. But don't kid yourself either and think you can skip mentioning this sin or that one because you're embarrassed. Don't lie to yourself, to your priest, or to Jesus Christ by omission. The third, confessing your sins to God through His grief. When the sacrament is typically offered before Mass, Saturday afternoons, or by appointment, when you get to church at the time the sacrament is offered, you may or may not find a line of people standing or lined up in a pew outside the confessional. Just take your place in line, keeping a wide berth of confessional itself. If it is occupied by a fellow penitent, please note that it is not very rude to be near the confessional when someone else is using it. Oh, my bad. I completely read that wrong. It is very rude to be near to a confessional when someone is using it. Though I've never overheard anyone in the confessional, it can be feasibly happen. If we were to happen to the one who overhears, should take all steps to not hear and should never, ever repeat anything that we might have heard. The doors at my confessional, when I open the door and I go in, the doors themselves, because they're confessional doors, and we really don't want no one hearing them, they're big, thick wood doors, and they're heavy. And I remember when I first went to my first confession, I did not close the door all the way. Well, I closed it, and, I mean, you cannot see outside or anything, but when I pulled it, it was really hard, and I didn't pull hard enough to make the big boom. Because when you make the boom at the door, that alerts everyone that you're in confession, as well as the green light on or the red light on top. But I did not.
May I ask, when you go to your confession, there's a little light there, and that when that light goes off, you know that somebody's come out. So that you know that it's confidential, it's a safe place to go inside, that it's your time to do it, and, you know.
And the funny thing
is
funny that you brought that up, because my next point is some confessionals have a green light shining when a priest is ready and available in the confessional, and a red light shining when someone is in the confessional with them receiving the sacrament. Others don't. In any case, when it's your turn into the confessional and kneel, you may barely see the priest on the other side of the grill, which is the screen which separates you. Personally, me, I like to not be able to see the priest at all. When you are ready, make the sign of the cross and say in a whisper, but loud enough so he can hear you, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been weeks, months, or years since my last confession. I accuse myself of the following sins. It's kind of like judging. It's kind of like going to Judge Judy.
Well, you know, I always say it's been 7 days or a week or, you know, if it's been 3 weeks, you just wing it.
Right. You then name all the sins and you confess them, indicating in the case of mortal sins how many times you've committed them. If you're unsure of exact numbers, but only if you're unsure, tell them about as many times you've committed the sin. I've lied, example is, I've lied to my mother twice. I stole candy bar from work once. I've had lustful thoughts too many times to count. Don't go into a lot of detail. Don't name other people who may have sinned with you, but do tell him what he needs to know in order to understand relevant circumstances of the particular sins.
Mm-hmm.
That is, circumstances that might mitigate your culpability or make you more culpable. For example, telling him about stealing a loaf of bread because you were starving will elicit a different penance and spiritual direction than if you tell him you stole a stack of money because you wanted to buy some porn. If you are unsure as to whether a particular act was a sin, tell him. As you speak, he may stop you to ask you questions for clarification. That's the scary part.
Yes. You know, this. Can I bring up something quickly?
Yeah,
may
ahead.
I?
Yes.
I have listened to a recording by Scott Hahn and Mike Aquilina quite a few times, and he relates a story about how when he was a younger boy and how he really got out there and did things, and he was trying to find the stump, and he had lied to his daddy. And this was when he was Presbyterian. He didn't understand about confession. And his best friend explained it to him.
That's
and
a
he's
very
got a three-series thing there, you know?
Yes.
It's
okay,
very, very young.
Don't panic if you later recall sins you forgot to confess. Remember that if you are willing to confess them but simply forgot, they are forgiven. If at a later confession you start to confess sins you've already committed before your last confession but simply forgot to tell a priest, he may well tell you to skip telling him about them and to just relate the sins you committed since your last confession. This is because, as said, sins you would have confessed, were willing to confess, but simply forgot to confess, are already forgiven. Now that the fourth thing is penance. Now that the priest will give you penance to help you pay for the temporal effects of your sins, he might ask you to say certain prayers, the old say three Hail Marys. He may ask you to read certain parts of Scripture. If there is restitution to be made, he might ask you to do so. Whether he asks you to accomplish it as soon as possible after leaving the confessional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something, Diane, that I love, my priest doesn't do this, and I certainly wish he did. The priest that someone I know goes to, instead of just say three Hail Marys, he'll give you, he'll have a whole bunch of unique prayer cards. He'll hand you a novena.
Yeah.
He'll hand you a prayer card and say, pray this 10 days or do this novena. And once you're finished, your penance is up. I think that's personally really cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the fifth step is act of contrition, and we all know this one. Now you'll make an act of contrition to express your sorrow and that having offended God and resolving to sin no more. The traditional way of doing this is to recite aloud a prayer called the Act of Contrition. If you're comfortable doing so, you may say the prayer in Latin. If you had a hard time memorizing, which is okay, you can pray aloud using your own words to the same effect. Okay, the next step, oh goodness, we're going to go in after time here, guys. But anyway, the next step, we're going to go in a little bit of after time. We have on the air stream 5 minutes left, but we have 15 minutes of after time. So that means you might hear it say 90 seconds left, please know that you can stay on and finish listening because I have 15 minutes of extra overtime to do. Okay, did I do have a solution? No. Now comes the part, mm-hmm. it may come as you make your act of contrition. So don't be confused if the priest starts whispering and laughing.
Nope.
So don't be confused
Not
if the priest starts whispering and laughing as you pray. Christ, yeah. through his priest, grants you absolution in a form that includes the words below. Without the words in italics, the very form of the sacrament. The sacrament is not valid. Dominus Noster Jesus, Christus te absolvat, et ego et Christus et Spiritus te absolvo. Ad omni, lini clu, excommunicus, or the other word you might say is sepultus, et interiti, incurantrum, possum et intu indigisi. Then you make the sign of the cross. Linde adio te absolvo, Aspectus tuis in nomine Patris, et filii et spiritus sancti. Amen. I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Latin student. he will pray a prayer for you as well, and it goes like this. Passio Domini Nostri Jesu Christi, merite vetere Marie Virginis, et omnium centrum Christi boni frisis, vel mela, Susteresin sanctivi in resonansum pectorum agunamitum gratiri et prenum vitae aturnae. And of course, you can find that online as well. The sacrament mm-hmm. is now complete. The priest will dismiss you, perhaps with the final blessing. Thank him, cross yourself, and leave the confessional. It is before Mass and people were behind you. It is kind to give the priest an idea how many people are awaiting confession. You may notice tonight, if your church, if your parish, if your diocese does the light is on for you in the next coming weeks or so, you do not have to tell them how many people, and I usually don't as well, either way. Then number 7 is carrying out your penance. As soon as possible, carry out the penance you were given. You ought to avoid at your occasion of sin, to bear patiently the temporal effects of the sins you've committed, to make restitution to anyone you've harmed. You may add penances of your own devising to the one the priest gave you. Please know if you've accidentally or even purposely, for the matter of for God's bed, do your penance incorrectly, you are still forgiven. It is Christ's absolution through the priest that forgives your sins, not the penance. In other words, that the priest were to tell you to pray 3 Hail Marys and you miscount and pray only 2 or realize you were a mistake later, you are still forgiven. Go ahead and pray the 3rd Hail Mary and get on with your life. Don't worry about not being forgiven. I like that.
Really?
Go ahead and pray the 3rd Hail Mary and get on with your life. Get on with your life.
mm-hmm.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a commercial break, and that we've just there's that 90 seconds that I told you not to worry about. That's why we're going to commercial break. The show will last another 15 minutes, and Chase, I will get to you hopefully. As you may know, the commercial usually comes on after 10 minutes, and today it's coming on after 30 minutes, so we'll see you all after the break.
There's a way of life where simplicity brings joy and humility leads to happiness, where we learn that less is more, and in giving we receive. It's our refuge from chaos and light to guide us through darkness. It's a place where the broken receive healing and repentant hearts find mercy. Here, our days are set free from anxiety and addictions, and our nights rest with more peace. So, where is this hope, and who knows the way? Our hope rests in Jesus, and His church leads the way. If you're longing to fill an emptiness or seeking a way home, we invite you to experience the peace that only comes from God. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
Welcome home. Welcome home, everyone. If you are blown away or maybe not even Catholic, please don't hesitate to go to CatholicsComeHome.org. That is, you know, where you learn your steps to come back to the faith. So tonight we're talking about, of course, the Sacrament of Penance, as tonight in the Diocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend, we are hosting The Light Is On for You from 6 to 8 p.m. Now we're on to after confession. Okay, Diane, are you still on?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I'm here.
Rejoice and be grateful. Consider what he has been done for you. Savor the sweet knowledge that you are forgiven. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. He has said the word, and you have been healed. Now you must imitate Christ by forgiving others as you have been forgiven. Consider the parable of the unmerciful servant, and then think of those against whom you hold grudges. Consider vengeful feelings you might have, or any petty ways you might strike at or undermine others. Make peace with those you have wronged. Forgive those who wronged you. This doesn't mean to be stupid, to forget that you've been wronged, or to allow yourself to be abused. It means simply letting go of anger and vengeance and praying the evildoers stop doing the evil and come to Christ. One other way the grace of the Sacrament of Penance that we receive, as indicated above, perfect contrition absolves sin itself. Thus, if one is sorry for one's sin but is trapped on a desert island without a priest, one needn't be fear being damned if unable to confess in a normal way. We are bound by the sacrament, God is not, and has many ways of pouring out his grace. Perfect contrition includes the desire to obey God and not to offend him further. And God wants us to confess our sins to a priest. Therefore, if one can, one must go to confession if there is a mortal sin to confess, or at least once a year. If one is unable to confess in the normal way, but would confess in a normal way if there was possible, then merciful God provides. Notes and tidbits of confession. General absolution, such as given communal penance services, which the priest absolves an entire group of their sins, is highly illicit unless it is their emergency. For example, you're all on the Titanic. You're a group of soldiers getting ready to go into battle, and you're going to die. The rose is a symbol for many things in Christianity: Mary, mystery, paradise, or martyrdom. There's still a confessional among them. The ancient Romans believed that Cupid, the Roman god of love, gave a rose to Harpocrates as a bribe for not letting what his mother Venus, the goddess of love, was too up to. Hence, the rose became a symbol of confidentiality. The symbolism carried over Christianity, and the doors of confessionals are sometimes decorated with a rose. From these Roman and Christian associations comes the phrase summa rosa, under the rose, meaning secretly or confidentially.
Yeah.
So please do a guide of examination of conscience, grieve matter, full of knowledge, and deliberate consent. There's different duties that you can go over. There's duties to your family that you need to go over. There's duties to society that you need to go over. And duties to yourself that you as well need to confess if you have perhaps, say, not doing it okay. Chase, I'll bring you on. Chase, you're on air. What is your question this afternoon?
Well, I just want to say real quick, I like that tribute you did for Cardinal Egan. That was really nice.
But
he also spoke at Spanish, Italian, and French fluently, in addition to Latin and English.
Yeah,
he was a very smart priest. But anyway, my question for you, my good brother, is if a church in a small town or a moderately sized town where it's a lot more people in a small town, or just any size town or city, regardless of the population, whether it's large, moderate, medium, or small or something, if they have a church, a small Catholic church that has rich history, how difficult would it be to get a Mass celebrated in a language where it was in the language of the people that founded it? Because the town my church and then was founded by German monks from Kansas. And I was beginning to wonder how difficult it would be to have a German mass celebrated in there. Just
okay.
to honor the town's
I'll
heritage.
I'll answer your question. Chase, actually it's very tough. I live in a big city. We have three Catholic churches downtown, and the cathedral is one block. The next block over is another St. Mary's church. And a few blocks south is the German Catholic Church, where the German Mass is celebrated and is carried over to a rural or a citywide thing during July, where German Fest. So I know where you're coming from. If you live in a small town, to say, because I'm sure if you live in a bigger town, there's many parishes that you can go to that somewhere will have that. And again, if you're in the United States and you're in America, you should be welcome to having the English Mass said. I hate to, say that, per se, if you're German and you're coming over here for a business trip, go online. Chase, I really don't have an exact answer for you. If you live in a small town, that's going to be a personal problem. There's a Mexican Mass, Latin Mass online, there's an English Mass, and there's also some other Masses live that you can watch. But I say you cannot receive the Eucharist except spiritually, but if it is a big problem for you and you're feeling distraught because your language is not being celebrated, that's a personal problem because you're here in America where the English language is fluent. I hope I did answer your question, Chase, and now let's get back to the segment. Okay, Diane, what are your thoughts on tonight's episode?
I think it's wonderful that he's wanting to do this, have it done.
You're referring to the diocese-wide thing happening tonight in Fort Wayne.
All I would have to do is contact the bishops and go through,
Yeah.
I have something I'd like to read.
Go ahead. We have 10 minutes.
Offer to God a sacrifice of praise. God the Lord has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Not for your sacrifice do we rebuke you, for your burnt offerings, as before, are always. Why do you rescue? Recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth, though you hate discipline and cast out words behind you. You sit speaking against your brother, against your mother's son, you spread rumors. When you do these things, shall I yield to it? Or do you think that I am like yourself by drawing them up before your eyes? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I want
more, please.
Can you close with that, Diane?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to quickly bring up something that if you're a parent or an elder that have grandchildren, you may want to be on the lookout for this. Yesterday, I got contacted. I got a call from a good priest friend of mine in Texas. He tells me the distraught news that there's a priest, a self-proclaimed priest, meaning we don't know if he really is a priest or if he just said, guess what, guys, I'm a priest. There's a social media group that you may or may not be familiar with. It's called Snapchat, and you snap a photo or snap a video and send it to your friends, and it lasts, 10 seconds at that. And while we're talking on penance tonight, I'm going to go ahead and bring this up. A Texas priest, a self-proclaimed priest, by the name of Priest David on Snapchat, is now doing confessions over Snapchat. That is against law of canon.
Really?
You have to be. Yes, Diane. you have to be in the confessional, you have to be with the priest, because you cannot receive a blessing, you cannot receive absolution through a video sent to you. Do you see what I'm saying, Diane?
Exactly. It is against canon law.
It is. Yeah, well, never was it known that priests would make fake or Snapchat accounts to do, what's it called, penance. And it is, it's terrible. It could lead to that priest doing abusive things with your children, with your grandchildren. We'll see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
So parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, be on the lookout for your children, your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews. Hold them close. Make sure if they're out there on social media and they're popular in society, that they're not doing this terrible, terrible thing with doing penance over the telephone. We're gonna end. Diane, I don't have time for your thing, but we can do it tomorrow. Tomorrow is a whole bunch of calls. We'll be taking your calls. We'll be hearing from our guest, Ricky Moore, on the Third Order, well as the Liturgy of the Hours in the Third Order. And Ricky will also be the co-host. So we are looking forward to Ricky coming on tomorrow and doing that. Remember, if you're in the Diocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend, tonight it has already started, but from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern in the Diocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend, all parishes, big or small, have at least one priest in them doing confession this evening from 6 to 8 p.m. If you're not in the Diocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend, or not in driving distance, this may not even be on your land, but you have 2 hours to drive there. I beg you, please go to confession this Saturday. Sometimes throughout Lent is obligatory for you to do so. Also, stay on the lookout. Your diocese might just be doing this as well. It's called The Lights Are On For You. And we leave you with this song in commemorating the death of Cardinal. It's very sad. Our condolence goes to him, the family, and his parishes. May Jesus bless you and Mary watch over you. Thank you, Diane, for co-hosting tonight. God bless you.
Yes, and may the peace of Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Pax Tecum.
God bless you all.